41.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We're now here into the second hour. Let's just blast through these loaded phone lines, then I'll get into the global warming scam, how it ties into a little turn you'll be hearing more about from your corporate-controlled media. It's supposedly so liberal about peak oil and how that ties in. But basically, it comes down to this. The game is fixed. The dice is loaded. And individuals out there, the average person, looks at issues on an issue-by-issue basis. You've got to look at how they're interconnected. Like, take the cover of the Austin American Statesman today. It says, the war looks different in Killeen. Military town thrives as Iraq conflict continues. Troop support runs high. So, because it doesn't run high in Austin, the Statesman has to go out and manufacture a story out of Killeen to come bring it back here and tell us how everyone loves it. So you hear support the troops. Now, they take the definition of that and they set the parameters. Supporting the troops means having some of them start their fifth tour coming up in a couple months. Actually, just a few weeks. The war started 4 years ago this month. And the fact that there's automatic re-upping, stop loss, that in World War II they made you serve 11 and a half months, Vietnam 11 and a half months, not in the New America. No, one, two, three, four, now going to start your fifth year and you're going to love it. And it doesn't matter if your government lied to you, this is how we support you, okay? Well, in major polls, take Gallup, for instance, 70% of the troops want to come home and believe the mission is not working. Of course, they don't even know what the mission is. Let me tell you, for the troops listening, let me give you the mission. The Israeli plan in 83 is mirrored by the 2002 Pentagon plan, and this is all out there if you want to go look it up, to break Iraq in three pieces and stir up sectarian war and then use it as a launch base to go into Iran. The plan's going quite well. You see, you're told it's failing. Oh, no, Bush is executing. Just like Bill Clinton executed his program of destroying this country. And meanwhile, we're being demonized worldwide. And it was the same thing on the war on drugs. The government says, yeah, it's failed, but we need more funding. There's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, five times as many people in prison as there was 12 years ago. It's a great failure. No, more drugs on the streets, the plan. More people in private prisons is the plan. More doors getting kicked down without warrants is the plan. It's an incredible success, is why the funding will be increased. Timmy, you don't think the drug dealers just ship it in? No, then they get your sons and daughters and put them in, and you go look at the big private prison industries, they're owned by the big drug cartels through the big banks that launder the money. Whole reports have been done on that, and you will serve in the drug dealer's prison. I mean, haven't you figured this out yet? They just make something highly addictive illegal, then that makes crime be involved with it, then they get to get your family and put them in prison. I mean, it's 2 plus 2, folks! 2 plus 2! It equals 4! You see, common sense is there on every issue. And I could talk for 10 hours about my evidence the government deals the drugs. How many FBI, how many CIA, how many former heads of Latin America counter-drug anti-terrorism officers do I have to get on who were there watching the cocaine be loaded by the CIA to be flown in? And of course, they don't ship most of it in. I mean, sometimes they make, they like pure profit for themselves. More often than not, though, it's just the big cartels pay their cut to said bank for laundering. And instead of getting points on interest, the drug cartels might pay 10, 20, 30% points on their money to be able to launder it. It's $300 billion a year now here in the U.S. alone. Oh, no, the government and the corporations aren't involved. By the way, government, I don't use any of your dirty, filthy drugs. And young people, MTV, and the culture makes you think drugs are cool and rebellious. No, it's not. Be straight. Be strong. Don't get in trouble. Drive the speed limit. Just get out of their government training camps. Keep your head down. Don't let them catch you and get you in the system. That's all they want to do is get you. If they can't get you on welfare, they're going to try to get you in their criminal justice system. Beat them. And just the whole time, just be scanning and getting info and knowing who your enemies are. Just the whole time, know what the New World Order is and just get the word out about the New World Order. That's what we're going to do. We're going to defeat them. Oh, man, I'm fired up today. Can you tell I'm fired up today? Huh? I didn't even have very much coffee today either. Oh, man. But so I see this. We support our troops. See, we just let them have that position. Why, we support them. Oh, yeah, you give them deadly experimental vaccines. You cheat them on their health care. You treat them like dog meat. And you lie to them, saying they'd be home in 6 months, promising. And the plan the whole time was to be there for at least 30 years. And you think lying to... you support them. Next time, folks... Next time the police go to somebody's house and somebody shot their wife, I think the officers should just give him a medal because he supported his wife. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. No, he killed his wife. It's bad. It's not helping the troops to feed him into a meat grinder. You know, if you ever stick your hand in the garbage disposal and accidentally kicks on, cuts a couple of your fingers off, mangles them, that's supporting your fingers. In fact, just go ahead and shove your arm in deeper. Oh, no, we're not going to back out now. Here, just shove it in deeper. Meanwhile, our country's being overrun. Millions of illegal aliens are marching in the streets, preaching down with America. The Attorney General is a member of Mecha and La Raza. That's like the equivalent of a Nazi. Openly, publicly. That's okay. The whole country's falling apart. The dollar's falling apart. Oh, but let's not defend the borders. Let's not do anything real. Let's just make everybody feel good. Let's just tell them, oh, we support the troops. I mean, this is amazing. The war looks different in Killeen. Military town thrives as Iraq conflict continues. Troop support runs high. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the same. You don't connect the dots. It's the same government that launched this war that wasn't even declared with all these no-bid contracts for profit who signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The country ended in, oh my gosh, that was 2 years ago now, March of 2005, SPP.gov. We are now in the North American Union. Judicial Watch sued last year when they had another meeting, got their documents, and it said, keep North American Union secret, abolish the dollar, bring in the Amero. It's all available. You don't have any excuse. It's been in the newspaper. Lou Dobbs has covered it. The country ended. We're now being merged with Canada and Mexico. You try to walk up to one of these types, it's got the ribbons all over them and the hats. Not all of them. A lot of those guys, Karen, are more. Either those guys with the ribbons and the hats are more involved and care and know about the New World Order, or they know nothing. They'll go, I don't know what you're talking about. I support the country. I support whatever the government does. I talked to some guy yesterday on the street. I was doing interviews, or it was Friday. And I go, do you know about the North American Union? And he goes, no. I go, do you know about the European Union? Yeah. And he goes, listen, I'm a veteran. I support whatever the government says. And I said, but isn't the government the people? Don't you... No, I just do whatever they say. I've got him on tape. Hey, man, that's not being an American. And you guys have got the nerve to point at me and others and tell us it's un-American to ask questions. It's un-American to be informed. It's un-American to be involved. And I should be arrested and put in a concentration camp. Now, I know three national talk show hosts that have said that. There's got to be a memo or something. And Newt Gingrich is saying ban free speech. And all these other, the Deputy Attorney General of California, Democrats, saying arrest people that disagree. Because they're scared. You better be scared. You better be scared. Because you are crooks. Anybody that calls for putting Americans in camps are crooks. I don't think you should call somebody bad just to put people in camps. Next, you're going to say Hitler's good. That'll be the new thing. If you don't like Hitler, you're bad. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I promise with your calls, then global warming. Stay with it.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 9th, 2007. Gold is at $651.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.68, $339.86 per half ounce, and $169.93 per quarter ounce. Coins at $674.68, $339.86, $169.93. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
The point I'm trying to make is this. The very people claiming they're leading us to a great victory, a great war for America, are the very ones dismantling the country's currency, its borders, everything. And I'm tired of them up there in this high and mighty pose of, we support the troops. You know, you're the one getting them killed in a line of fraud. You hate the troops. And there's so many people who are like, well, they're there, so we just got to keep supporting them. We need to get them home. You know, the majority of the American people, 70-plus percent, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, what the war wasn't declared, say you got to bring them home. And the government says, no, we're going to put 20,000 more in and another 2,000, another 4,000, another. They're going to build all up to 40,000 more troops, and it's never going to stop. But for those of you out there sucking your thumb who are pro-war who think, that's because we run things and you don't, liberal, let me just tell you something. You don't run anything, okay? Let's get that straight. And you are the liberal if you actually want to go off the terms you use. But I know you don't care. As long as America's destroyed, you're going to be happy. And don't worry. It pretty much has been. I get a little bit of pleasure knowing, though, that though you helped all this happen, it's going to hit your pocketbook, too, when you find out what your dollar's worth, when the news finally gets announced, when all the rest of it comes home. Yeah, when you're sitting there. When you're sitting there and you've lost almost everything, I just want you to remember. I know you'll still be sucking your thumb, watching the TV, worshiping your leaders. They'll be up there telling you what you can do to get out of it all because they're your leaders and they care about you and everything's fine. But at least deep down, you'll know you're a scumbag slave, won't you? All right, I'm being a little bit nasty today. It's because I'm just letting you know, folks, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of putting up with baloney. I'm sick of putting up with lies. I know what I'm talking about. I've done the research. Criminals run the government and the country. The only reason they haven't killed me is because they killed a lot of people in the past, and they found out what Thomas Jefferson said was true, that the tree of liberty is nourished by the blood of patriots. And they crush me. They just make people pay attention to what I've said, and you just turn me into a martyr. Better to just marginalize and ignore, besides you can't get us all, can you, scum? Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's talk to Melody in Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm so glad you took up my call. I want to tell you about how me and Emily are helping you fight this InfoWars.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, your daughter, I'm trying to go from memory here, she is trying to set up a 9/11 truth group at her school.
Yeah, she's not having much luck with it, but she's still trying.
Now, let's be clear. Because the school decides if it's authorized. Who cares if it's authorized? Just tell them it's a band group. 10 times the kids will want to be involved and have it off school grounds.
Yeah, that's what she's been trying to do. But we've been taking our portable DVD player with us wherever we go out to eat.
Good.
And we stick in a loose change movie or one of your movies in. And start watching it, and then we kind of talk kind of loud about it. And we've had people come up and ask us, I've heard about Loose Change, and I tell them where to go to watch it, and, people will sit around kind of sneak peeks at it and try to listen to it. So that's kind of, I know it's not a lot of people, but we get a few people.
Hey, millions of folks are doing what you're doing right now. That's why my film, last time I looked, Terror Storm, my newest, has had over 7 million views on Google Video alone. Loose Change has now had over 70 million, and that's a conservative number, but it's been out about a year and a half. Mine's been out about 6-7 months, and we're having a huge effect. And my latest film, Terror Storm, hit number 8 on Amazon.com. Folks can learn more at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And I just hope you get, or we obviously already have Terror Storm. I hope you make a lot of copies of it and get it out to people because it's highly effective, as you know.
Yeah, and there was one other thing. You talk about vaccines a lot, and I've been looking into all that stuff. And then me and my husband both take insulin, and I've been so scared to look to see what's in our insulin. And I couldn't find the Thermosol, the mercury, but they put creosote in our insulin.
Good Lord, I didn't know that. You know, listen, I appreciate your call, and I commend you and your daughter. Folks, that's the thing. There are hundreds in some of these processed foods, derivatives from petrochemicals, crude oil. Chemicals. This stuff's deadly. The stuff that's in our medicines is out of control. And thimerosal is mercury, and autism has gone up tens of thousands of percentage points from, 25, 26 years ago, from 1 in 24,000 to now less than 1 in 150. By the way, they haven't taken the mercury out of the vaccines. The AP reported they hadn't, but Then you hear big news announcements they had. Well, you also hear a lying governor, Rick Perry, get up on the radio and TV and the newspaper and tell everybody it's the law. You got to take this new HPV papillomavirus vaccine that doesn't even protect you from most of the cancer viruses that can give you cervical cancer. Then he lies and says it's the number two cancer. That's a complete lie. Just go top in, top 10 cancers in women. Total lie. It's just, they just lie to you. I'm so sick of how they just lie and lie and lie and lie. There's no law you got to take that. There's no law you got to take any vaccine. Don't take my word on it either, by the way. Go check it out. You know, the average American now just goes, well, he's wearing a nice suit, and that's a nice teleprompter he's reading off of. I think I'll believe this news anchor. Folks, do not believe me just because I just told you that. Type into Google, Texas vaccine laws. Vaccine's not mandatory. Vaccine waiver. Just see it. Go to the state health department. Man, I want you to find this out. You think I just get up here on the radio and I say, Dying Corps and Halliburton were in the Chicago Tribune and reporting on how they were running giant white slavery rings, kidnapping women and children? You think for 5 minutes I'd be on the radio that wasn't true? But I still can't believe it. I know why you can't believe it. Because it's scary, folks. It's real scary. This is not your government. Bunch of bloodthirsty killers is what it is. Have you ever watched the Texas legislature? There's a few of them that are good there. They're a bunch of painted up, dressed up, all with their hair all done, in these $5,000 suits, strutting around, just loving power. And, folks, I just can't understand that these people that just love power and love money and would sell their country out, and they're real effeminate. These men are really, they're trying to act macho, but they're real. They're just a bunch of chicken necks. They're a bunch of scum. A real man would take care of his family and his country and his state and be a statesman. A statesman, not like that state senator, our former mayor, who big land grabs and all the scams, and now he's on the Campo board going after our roads for foreign companies. Kirk Watson, make me want to throw up, you little twit. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. I said I'd get into global warming. I'm just so angry today, I don't even know how I can operate. Let's go ahead and go to Scott and Kelly. You're on the air, Commander.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know what? I'm ashamed to say I only woke up about a year ago. I've been following your show, and you say you're a libertarian, you believe in libertarianism, which implies to me that libertarianism is the best solution to the problems we have, in your view.
Well, I mean, what brand of libertarianism? I mean, there's 100 stripes of that. I'm saying if you want handles, I mean, the media always calls me a libertarian. I'm a constitutionalist, and I think that embodies really the most baseline, middle-of-the-road libertarian ideas.
Okay, well, there's Milton Friedman, Ludwig von Mises, Frederick Hayek, and Murray and Rothbard. Murray and Rothbard, in particular, was the most frightening of the people I studied. By the way, I studied this because I'm a follower of your show.
No, I understand. Stay there. We'll come right back to you. This sounds important. And then I promise, I'm going to get into some global warming news, latest developments. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
we've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, there's a whole branch of libertarianism. It's globalist. Get rid of the borders. Have no sovereignty. Anything goes. Total laissez-faire. That's why I said I'm a middle-of-the-road libertarian. That's why none of these terms can even fit. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in sovereignty. I believe in a strong military to defend the nation. I mean, let me tell you, Mexico is shooting at us every week. I mean, I'd be down in Mexico. If I was the president, we wouldn't have troops in Baghdad. We'd have troops in Mexico City. And I mean that. So you have to, oh my gosh, that's extreme. Iraq didn't do anything except have a CIA puppet put in who our government set up named Saddam Hussein. Iraq's done nothing to us. Mexico openly says they're absorbing the Southwest. And Mexican lobbyists basically run the Texas State House. I was down there Friday. It's pathetic. I'm sick of it! All right, sorry. I am out of control today, it is true. Let's go ahead and let Scott in California finish up with that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, libertarianism, you mentioned that you're a middle-of-the-road libertarian, but as you've mentioned so many times, the general public, for even your listeners who are more educated than most, probably aren't going to do all the research to be able to delineate and separate all the different kinds of libertarianism. And so I'm afraid that the definition... If the libertarian movement did get power and did take hold, that just as politicians always do, they'll try to expand the definition, they'll try to twist the definition, and my real fear is that the New World Order will actually forward their agenda more quickly under libertarianism than under the current system we have.
Well, I think under a certain brand of it that is one of the dominant strains, it is globalism. And so I appreciate your call. Very good points. Let's just rampage through the rest of them so I can spend the rest of the time on global warming fraud. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, Ian. Yes, Ian. Going once, going twice, going thrice. You're gone, aren't you, Ian? Let's talk about Ron Paul with Jeffrey in Michigan. Go ahead, my Michigander. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. Here's my question, and I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but realistically, with the corruption in voting and stuff...
Yeah, we're totally screwed. We're going into FEMA camps, total annihilation. Hopefully it doesn't get that bad.
I hope so, yeah. I hope you're right. I support Ron Paul, and I'm hoping he's making a huge running for the Republican Party, but I fear the fact of it's not a population vote.
Well, listen, you couldn't ask. Let me just say something about Ron Paul, who's a good friend of mine. This is founding father quality, and he's from right here in Texas.
I agree.
And you could not ask for a better statesman. I haven't seen anybody this good on the Constitution in like 200 years. I mean, he's better when it comes to the Constitution than somebody like Andrew Jackson, who I by the way, love Andrew Jackson. I mean, you talk about a man of the people. He was the real deal, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had anybody half decent since him. And Kennedy got his head blown off because he was actually trying to help the people, but he was nothing compared to somebody like Ron Paul. We need Ron Paul, and in a lot of straw polls, he's leading the Republican pack, but they won't let him in most polls, but he's going to be in one of the first big presidential debates coming up in a few months on CNN.
Now, see, I agree. I think he's great. He's the perfect example of what this country needs. But do you realistically believe he has the chance, basically? I mean, with the Republican Party, they can easily make him look as though he's a crazy idiot. And
well, that doesn't work anymore. Okay, and I mean, of course they're going to do what they do. Look, there's been a fundamental change. Okay, thinking Americans found out there's billions in secret funding to reporters and talk show hosts. Okay, so number one, the public isn't buying as much bull anymore. Okay. Number two, in the past, you would have either Republicans or Democrats in favor in the polls of the general public. Now the Congress has a 14% approval rating. The Democrats have a very low rating. The Republicans have a low rating. Across the board, people know that there's no difference. So what does the establishment do? They move in with police state. They move in to make you feel like you're by yourself. They move in to make you feel inadequate, servile, weak, impotent. It's lies, okay? They wouldn't be on air going, yeah, the government's watching you, and yeah, we're going to put you in FEMA camp. Shut up, you're with Al-Qaeda if you disagree with us. They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't scared right now. Okay? It doesn't matter if Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush or Newt Gingrich or any of them get elected. They're all just as bad. They're all bought and paid for, pro-war, pro-open border, pro-New World Order. Anybody that gets pushed by the national media is going to be New World Order. They'll fight over a few little side issues that will never get decided. And I say abortion is not a side issue. But it is a side issue because they never really debate it. The fight's not real. Okay, Bush controlled the House, the Senate, the governors, the legislative, the judicial, the executive. He didn't do anything about it. So it becomes a side issue because it's just a football. They're just playing with it. And so you can forget it. Okay? Let's start thinking about local government. Let's think about where you can run and really have an effect as a city council member or as a county commissioner or as a dog catcher or the school board or the water district. And we're getting to a point where you're going to have to run and act like your New World Order just to get in and then start blowing the whistle once you get in there. And in the public, when you hear about corruption, you've got to get angry about it. And you got to file lawsuits. Let me tell you something. I'm not a litigious person, but you go after me, I will go after you. And I had to sue Access TV here in Austin, the birthplace of Access Television, last year because I knew they were trying to shut it down. I had no idea how bad it was. I had no idea there was money and payoffs and hundreds of thousands stolen. And the director of it got 40-something years in prison, commuted down to like 9 years, and is in Huntsville right now. Now, I had to spend $11,000 of my money for the PI and the lawyer. But we busted them up. Now, look, I'm just a little guy, okay? Why don't you do stuff like that? Why do I have to recognize all the evil, recognize all the corruption? Why do I have to get out there and do it all? Let's go ahead and talk to, is Ian back? Because I don't like to take a call. He says he's back. We'll try one more time. Ian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I haven't talked to you in a long time, and it's good to talk to you again. I was wondering if you wanted to comment on how Bush supposedly bought 100,000 acres in Paraguay.
Yeah, he bought it. It's an investment. Everybody thinks he wants to run there.
He's
not going to run anywhere. He's going to suck this country dry, and he's going to be loved for it.
But I guess that country passed some legislation where, like, international war criminals can't be touched there. That's why people think he's going to that's his little escape plan.
They'll probably fly out of here on that red carpet he rides on. I don't know what he's going to do. All right, you know what? You guys got to stop it. Through the glass, they laugh at me, and then I start playing to them behind there. I'm sorry. No, you know what? Some say he may be planning to run and leave the country, and it wouldn't be the first time a president's been, you know, gotten in a lot of trouble and been removed from office. But we'll see what happens. Again, it doesn't matter. George Bush is a total puppet, runs nothing.
I mean,
let me just stop you. Did you know it's admitted that Bush, when Vicente Fox came to town 3 years ago, said, let's go ride horses? Because Fox owns like some 100,000-acre ranch down there, and Bush said, no, I'm scared of horses. I know people that know Bush, okay? I mean,
yeah, well,
and I mean, nothing against you if you're from Kennebunkport, Maine, and talk with a Thurston Howell, Buffy, you know, that English Atlantic accent. But this is how George Bush actually talks. It's lovey. That's how he talks, but then he gets out there with a cowboy hat and goes, I'm your president. I'm John Wayne, and waddles around. Everybody goes, my God, he's a cowboy. He's scared of horses. It makes me want to throw up. It's all fake.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
did you hear Hillary Clinton? Hold on a minute. Okay. Guys, hold on a second. I'll come back to you if I have time. Type into Google real quick, Hillary Clinton in Kentucky, where she's going, I like you, boy. Good to see you. They're out there in the cement pond swimming. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Bush out there going, hey, you doing, boy? And Hillary's going, I'm glad to see you, bong dang, man. I mean, come on, be real. Let me hear your war growl. Oh, yeah, all right.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Yo, that's Hillary about 2.5 weeks ago at a black church in Kentucky. And this is how dumb she thinks Americans are. This is how stupid she... And Bush does the same thing. And Bill Clinton does the same thing. But Hillary's from Illinois. When she goes to New York, she's booed by all the firefighters and police at big functions. And she gets up there and puts on a Brooklyn accent. When she's in Queens, she puts on a... I mean, literally, that's how dumb they think you are. And they're all just complete trash. But let's hear the whole clip of her there in Kentucky, rural Kentucky, talking to people... I mean, my God, she sounds like Jed Clampett. I mean, go ahead, here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I could have listened all afternoon. That pulse that you found so faint, you have brought back to life. And the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton, New Jersey.
Let's hear the first part one more time. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told...
I mean, again... It's just form over substance. This is what they do. It's like these phony conservatives. They're not conservative any more than she's not from Kentucky. I mean, hell, if I went to Kentucky, I'd be Alex Jones. I'm here to talk to you. That's what people want. But these politicians think you're so stupid that you're going to buy all their fakeness. And I guess some people do. Look, I know we got loaded phone lines here, but I said I'd get some into global warming, and I guess I'll do that, and we'll try to jam a few calls in here in a moment. If you want to fight these murdering pieces of trash that run the New World Order, folks, you need to get Terror Storm available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Just remember the word, one word or two words, however you like it, Terror Storm. Remember, Terror Storm. In case you forgot, Terror Storm. All right. You guys need to stop it in there. I don't care anymore, folks. I mean, this stuff, the government's so corrupt now. Stuff's so out of control now. I just can't even believe it's this corrupt. I mean, I can't even believe, when you know the stuff I know, you know the stuff they're doing. Frankly, sometimes I just wish I'd go crazy and they'd just throw me in a rubber room. I'd go worship George Bush. I'd look at him on TV and say, that's John Wayne, everybody in the mental institution. But I guess that is America. America's like a big mental institution. All right, I'm going to stop it. Let's get serious here for a moment. No, that was real with Hillary. Let's play one more time. This is real, folks. It's a conspiracy if I say that it didn't. Oh, they're pulling it back up. That was off the web. No, I mean, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm an extremist. You know, I make stuff up. This Hillary's not faking what she thinks a black Kentuckian sounds like, a stereotype. This is really how Hillary Clinton sounds. It's not condescending she was talking this way. Maybe she secretly is from Kentucky. But I don't think it's...
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
All right, that's enough. I'm going to drop it. Oh, my gosh. Scientists offer dire forecast for the Earth. Climate report warns of global warming effects, AP. And basically it just says most of us are going to die. It's all over. Only world government can save us. It does. Here's another one. EU challenges world with climate change plan. And, of course, it's a big, giant global tax. Nothing. I mean, even if you believe humans are causing global warming, their solution does nothing but fund the criminals that run everything. Of course. But they're not worried about real things, like this story here out of the Daily Mail. The rice with human genes, the first GM food crop containing human genes, is set to be approved for commercial production. The laboratory-created rice produces some of the human proteins found in breast milk and saliva. Its U.S. developers say they could use it to treat children with diarrhea, a major killer in the third world. So it's a pharmacological crop. I've interviewed Nobel Prize winners and others who were working in big farms making millions a year, but they had morals, and they found that take the one variety of genetically modified potato, and there's several of these varieties that have caused these problems, and half the rats in less than a month being fed it die. And it's causing all sorts of problems in humans and allergies and cancers because it creates new amino acids that have never been around, never existed in any form of plant or animal. It's poison. But it doesn't matter. You're going to eat it. You know, we have real problems like this going on. Meanwhile, let me just break it down for you. The sun has heated up to record levels in the hundreds of years that they've been recording its radiance. It is at record levels. That's NASA. That's the European Space Agency. That's major universities. And when the sun heats up, lo and behold, the Earth does. Not just Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, ice cap has melt, ice peak, but the ice caps on Mars have receded massively. And Saturn's moons are heating up. And one of their frozen oceans is now liquid. And the entire solar system is heating up because the sun is going absolutely bonkers. They've also done ice core studies, and they know that carbon dioxide comes after the solar events, and that raised levels of carbon dioxide are actually good for the environment because it causes plants to be more healthy and grow faster, and then they put out more oxygen that we breathe. And so you want more carbon dioxide. Of course, we've got the secret North American Union documents that EU members were at last September for a request. By Judicial Watch, keep talking about those. It's a pretty big deal. And Agenda 1 was keeping it secret from you. As I said earlier, Agenda number 2 was how to get a North American Union carbon tax and how they needed to push this baloney. And so now, here's something else. I'm not an expert on polar bears, but I've probably watched 5-10 shows over the years. I don't know. Watched one the other night about polar bears. One of the few things I let my kids watch is the nature shows. And it talked about how polar bears swim 200 to 300 miles, and they get on ice floes to hunt seals. But it doesn't stop the media from showing a polar bear on an iceberg saying, oh, look, it's dead, it's over for it, as it floats by the nearby shore. They just show it to you and it's fine, but the London Telegraph does report polar bears thriving as Arctic warms up. Pictures of a polar bear floating precariously over a tiny iceberg have become the defining image of global warming, but may be misleading according to a new study. A survey of animal numbers in Canada's eastern Arctic has revealed that they are thriving, not declining. But you go to these websites, it says it might someday be threatened, not even endangered. And it goes into how there are tens of thousands more in every region, from Siberia to Alaska, and they're all over the place, running around breeding like cockroaches, so they can kill the belugas and walruses. There aren't just a few more bears. There are a hell of a lot more bears, said Mitch Taylor, a polar bear biologist who spent 20 years studying animals. Well, don't let that get in the way of Sports Illustrated. And my gosh, you show the good old boy Sports Illustrated says it's happening. Shut up, you communist! We need a world tax right now! You know, George Bush says, turn our guns in. We better do it right now. I mean, that's how they act. You guys have ever seen those guys? That's how they'll just be like, watch yourself right now. Don't you talk about my president. Here it is, Sports Illustrated, going green. As global warming changes the planet, it's changing the sports world. To counter the looming environmental crisis, surprisingly, and innovative ideas are already helping sports adapt. And at the Super Bowl, they had some big thing where we're planting trees. And they just want to give you a big fat tax, folks, which then will be fed right into the corporations. They want the corporate, of course corporations want it. They're the ones that get most of the tax money. Look at this. 2 years to change EU light bulbs. And in California, they're trying to ban light bulbs that don't last longer. That's planned obsolescence. Why don't people just make light bulbs that last anyways? Look, ban trans fats, ban cigarettes, tax this, tax that. It's all control, folks. They could care less about you and your family. And here's an article that illustrates that here. Prison threat for pensioner who put sand back on beach. This is out of England, Daily Mail. 70-something years old, lives on the beach, has a garden. The sand blew over. He put a wheelbarrow of it back on the beach. He's facing 5 months in prison and a $100,000 fine. It's a £50,000 fine. And 6 months in jail, excuse me, because he did this. It's an environmental crime. And, folks, you don't think the drug cartels that own the big prisons around here and that they're passing similar things here are going to stop. No, they're going to put you in their prison. If you won't use their drugs, they're going to have to get you in there some other way. Kingpins like slaves, man. Hey, it's freedom versus slavery. Slave masters are in control. They got some fancy PR trying to sell you on slavery. I'm out of here. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. as we wage war on corruption. Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'm not a slave, and you shouldn't be either.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Government.